Book into Mark again, if you would, please. Book of Mark, chapter 1. We started this morning considering this book, a bit of a textual study, considering how that in the book of Mark we have the emphasis of Christ in his servanthood. As each of the Gospels, we find the different thrust concerning the work and the person of Christ. And as we find in this book, it is one of the synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, very similar. Yet at the same time, there is the emphasis of his servanthood, much about what he does in his ministry at shoe leather, you might say, what he does among the people, his actions. There are some areas of teaching, but not as significant as we would see much more of the parables in Matthew and Luke and such as that. And so we learn from his actions and his servanthood much in the book of Mark. And so we considered the beginning of the book this morning, the first 11 verses, and there we find the baptism of the Lord Jesus in connection with, first of all, who is this one, John the Baptist? And we saw in the Old Testament how he was prophesied of in Isaiah 40 and Malachi 3, and how that in the Gospels we could see the teaching of repentance and separation and dedication and these things that we can learn from the person of John as he looked to speak of the one that would come, making way and preparing the way of the Lord. And the emphasis, of course, being upon the Lord himself, as John would say in the more lengthy portion of John 1 about this time, that there was one preferred above me, the Lord Jesus himself. Even though he was a few months younger than John, there was one before him, and that's the eternal Son of God, the Lord Jesus. And so in this book, we continue on, beginning at verse 12. We want to consider possibly the rest of the chapter. We want to deal in detail with every verse, but we want to look at the sections of the chapter. Again, the movements of this book is very helpful. And we see in this latter part of chapter 1 as he moves into his Galilean ministry, which is the emphasis from chapter 1 through chapter 9. We see his movements. We see him in the synagogue in verse 21, coming out of synagogue and into a house in verse 29. Him in a solitary place there in verse 35. And then again in verse 39 in the synagogue. Various synagogues going about helping people. We find, just for outline's sake, the temptation of the Lord there in verse 12 and 13. 14 and 15, we see the kingdom of God is at hand. There's the calling of some of the disciples there, verse 16 to 20. And thus he moves into his Galilean ministry, which will dominate the next several chapters. And then we find where we'd like to spend a little of our time in some of the details that would follow. Verse 21 to 39, healing and casting out of demons. We see that outlined in different scenarios. And then finally in the chapter, beginning at verse 40, the healing, the cleansing of the man with leprosy. Beginning at verse 12, and immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. Again, it's good to see a broader study than just what we find in Mark. One way to approach a study of one of the Gospels is to stay in that particular book, but at the same time, to get a broader study, we compare the different Gospels. For example, if we were going to do a larger study on the temptation of the Lord here in the wilderness, we would have to go to some of the other passages. We would go over, particularly over to chapter 4 of Luke, and there's more detail there of this particular story. Only two verses here in Mark, but if we were over in Luke chapter 4 there, it would in detail speak of the dialogue between our Lord and Satan, as we see him being tempted of the devil. This external solicitation, this outward offering, is solicitation from Satan. Of course, in that passage, we find that the Lord Jesus would answer him each time, "It is written, it is written, it is written." And this one, the devil, of course, would try to find a way to find the Lord giving in to his desires. You know, one of the studies of Scripture is to study the work and the history of Satan. And when you go back and look at Isaiah and Ezekiel, it talks about this one, Lucifer, who wanted to be like the Most High God. When we were doing